You are. It doesn't sound like you're still awake. It sounded like you were snoring. Yeah, you were like. I may have slightly a teeny tad a bit exaggerated, but you were snoring. Yeah. I'm trying to make up for making fun of your snores. I just want to bite your face. Sorry. It was a little nibble. Come on, that didn't hurt. I'll give you something to whine about. Please. You know I would never hurt you. Unless you wanted me to. And if you asked me really nicely, we'll keep it wholesome tonight. Yes, I can kiss you less aggressively. Was that better? Good. I've just missed you so much. Long distance relationships are hard enough, but you make them even harder. When we're apart, I really feel the distance. You're so far away. Doesn't matter how many text messages we send each other, no matter how long we stay. How much we communicate, I still feel the distance. This time, it's different seeing you. It's different. I'm scared to leave you tomorrow. Because when I leave you and I go back to my life and my side of I don't have you, but it's different this time because these past few days have been so good, and even though I'm scared to leave you, and I'm scared what's gonna happen to us, it's motivated me to stay stronger and to work harder for us to be together and not far apart. Because one day we're not gonna have to travel to each other, meet halfway. Or you come here, I go there. I want us to be together at the same place, at the same time, every day. 7 days a week, 24/7. 365 days a year. You'll be stuck with me. Even if the sun bursts into a million trillion pieces and all those pieces come flying down onto Earth and the Earth catches on fire, I want you by my side. So, give me your hand. No, I'm not proposing to you. Oh my gosh. Give me your hand. Thank you. I promise to get my shit together and to have a set of keys with your name on it to a place of our own. I know it's a big promise, but that's how much I love you and how much I want you and how much I need you. I know that's a lot to handle, a lot to process, but I just had to tell you. And if that's not something you want, you just tell me. And we'll go from there. I'm not saying we're gonna move in together tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. But it is something I really want with you. I want a life with you. I love you. Well, now that that's out of the way, I have a serious question to ask you. Will you be my sea otter?
My little sea otter?
You will? You will? I was expecting you to say no. Well, since you said yes, then you're no longer my partner.
Nope.
Yeah, you're not. You're not my partner anymore. Because, you know what you are? If you're my sea otter, then that makes you my significant otter.
Significant otter.
Come on, you know that was a good one. But wait, there's more.
Yes, there's always more.
You know why I'm holding your hand? Well, yeah, because I love holding your hand, but also so we don't drift apart from each otter. Because the little otters, when they're together and then they're sleeping and then they hold hands so they don't drift apart from each other. Each otter. Don't act like I'm not the funniest person ever. I can practically hear you smiling over there. Yeah, I know you're smiling. Come on, these are the best jokes. Mm-hmm. It's utterly adorable of you to smile and laugh with me. You just absolutely adore me, don't you? Otter adore me. Okay, that one wasn't good. Yeah, that one. I'm gonna just shower you with otter kisses until you go to sleep. Okay, maybe not until you go to sleep. I'm gonna stare at you while you sleep. I watch you while you sleep. Close your eyes. I'll see you in the morning.